Well, folks, as we finish out the show, we have our own Joshua Rogers with us to answer this week's question. Joshua, how's it going?
I'm doing well.
Okay, awesome. We are excited about your book coming out, of course, Confessions of a Happily Married Man. So you have to pull on some of that advice to answer this question. I don't know if this happened to you or to Raquel, I should say. Our listener says, this past week, I went out with a guy I just met for the first time. He's gone to church all his life and is a leader in the youth group. Yet he did not pray for the meal, which to me is very important. Is this an indicator of the guy's relationship with God?
You know, Lisa, this is an interesting question to me, because what's more important to me than the actual question about the prayer is how quickly this woman is zeroing in on it. You know, I understand that she values saying grace, and I do it with other believers if I'm at lunch or dinner or whatever. But the fact that it leaves her wondering whether she should be with this guy who's a leader in his church, it sounds like there may need to be some recalibration. So to the woman who wrote in, let me give you an example. My wife and I are looking for houses right now. Which we intend to buy pretty quickly. And we looked at 17 this past weekend, believe it or not. And when we started off, we were very nitpicky, very careful. And we were like, we love this one that was so expensive, of course, and it was perfect bells and whistles. But eventually we got done looking after 17 houses and realized, oh, wait, these two like crazy amazing houses are kind of out of our league. And we need to stop and go back and say, what were we being picky about? Like, did we really have to have granite counters? And it sounds like you're walking into the situation saying, I better have granite counters relationally. The thing is, I think you're probably doing a really good job of potentially not ending up with someone if this is the attitude you take, because people pick up on being judged. And I would ask you something. You know, what do you think he picked up on about you? You know, maybe you didn't talk about Jesus enough. Maybe your outfit was a little too, like, revealing. I don't know. But, like, if he were being as judgmental as you are, I'm not sure, you know, he'd want to come back. I know I sound like I'm being hard, but look, let's just be real. I'm going to tell you a story real quick. I have a friend named Tim. It's interesting. When I saw your questions, it immediately came to mind. So my friend Tim, on his first date with my friend Lisa, who was, like, a former missionary, like, super Christian, on their first date, he didn't pray. In fact, on their first four dates, he didn't pray. Now, I'm not suggesting this, but the reason why he did it was because he was saying, you know, compatibility in a Christian relationship is easier to mimic when you have faith in common. And so he actually made sure, even though he was committed to the Lord, he tried to establish connections in other ways first. Now, I mean, that's the extreme. But the thing is, what Tim was doing was making sure that there was a holistic connection. If for you, you're able to disconnect over, oh, man, he didn't pray. You know, what that says to me is you're a little too quick to judge. You've got to recognize you've got dings as well. Probably not even significant ones. And you need to keep in mind that there are many more areas that come into play with compatibility. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a good point. And again, it is kind of looking at the bigger picture and saying, you know, I mean, yeah, if prayer is really important to you before meals and a month down the road, 2 months down the road, he still doesn't pray and it's indicative of like, does he even care about prayer? Well, then it's probably for you to just bring it up and be like, hey, let's talk a little bit about prayer. But I agree with you that, yeah, first date, you know, who knows what was going on. It's not, you know, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. So I appreciate you weighing in on that one. Well, again, folks, that is it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you, so write to us at editor@boundless.org, and maybe you have a similar situation to what we just addressed in our inbox, or else there might be something else in the show that kind of made you pause or brought up something that you've been thinking about. So we would love to hear your feedback on that. Otherwise, I will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.